glad you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you. We're glad you're here.
Psalm 95, verses 1 and 2 says, oh, come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come into his presence with thanksgiving, and let us make a joyful noise to him with songs of praise. Amen and amen. Fred, happy Friday. Praise the Lord. Yeah, we'll be making songs of joy on any Friday, I'll tell you. Here we are, wrapping up the week. It's Joey Kroll with you. I know things are a little bit different today. Normally I'm in on Thursdays, but I'll tell you what, we've been airing all this week a fantastic program. I don't know if you've been listening, entitled Heaven, How I Got Here, Monday through yesterday. And if you missed it, wow, I encourage you to go to our audio archives page at our website, greatnewsradio.org, and listen to it. Just a fantastic radio drama from the first-person fictional account of the conversion of the thief on the cross. Fantastic, fantastic. So I think if you missed it, I think you'll be blessed if you go back and listen to it through the audio archives, greatnewsradio.org. But how's your week been? Yeah, pretty good. Yeah, things are going well. We're trying to still catch up from a busy Easter Sunday at our church. Oh, it was a long day, and so we're still kind of catching up from just the busyness of that, and it's so nice to get to a place where it's Friday. It really is. But yeah, our church, we had some kids come forward to make a commitment for Christ, for Jesus on Sunday. So that was so encouraging to see that. It really was, for sure. So God's doing some great things, and I'm sure he's doing some great things in your life and the life of your church as well. And we are just flying by here in the year of 2017. We really, really are. And coming up in June, I know it's still ways away, Saturday, June 10th, Ivan Parker coming back to the area with his son Josh Parker, the singing men of GNN, will be kind of opening up the occasion again on Saturday, June 10th, Lincoln Square in Urbana. You can take advantage of the artist circle. Reserve seating, which includes a meet and greet reception with Ivan Parker. That's $25. Open general seating is $10 when you pre-register at greatnewsradio.org, or it's $15 at the door. Again, I know it's still a little ways away, but a little planning doesn't hurt, I'll tell you. Saturday, June 10th, 7 p.m. More details if you want to purchase your seating now, greatnewsradio.org, right there on the homepage. Or if you don't do that internet stuff, just call Karen, who does. Her number here at the ministry is 217-367-7777. She'll hook you up with that, 217-367-7777. And while you're at our website, consider making a gift today to this listener-supported radio ministry. Well, coming up here in a few moments, we're going to be talking about why Jesus had to die. Why Jesus had to die. Coming up right after this, here on the Friday edition of Mark and Friends, right here on Great News Radio.
Teach me some melodies.
Thank you so much for listening to the Friday edition of Market Friends here on Great News Radio. And friend, I hope you're doing well today. You know, last Sunday we celebrated the hope found in the empty tomb. We celebrated the joy of our salvation. We celebrated the foundational truth of our faith that Jesus Christ died and he rose again. Isaiah 53 says he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. It also went on to say that he was oppressed and he was afflicted. He was like a lamb that was led to the slaughter. And my question today is why? Why did Jesus have to die? Today we're going to take a look at Hosea chapter 1. So I encourage you to take a look. Head into your Bible if you're able to do so. Study God's Word together. Hosea chapter 1. And talk about why Jesus had to die. It says, the word of the Lord came to Hosea. And Hosea, back then he was a prophet, sort of like a pastor today. Verse 2, Hosea chapter 1, verse 2. It says, when the Lord first spoke through Hosea, the Lord said to Hosea, go, take to yourself a wife of harlotry and have children of harlotry. Yes, you heard that correctly. Now, I bet he was like, wait a second, God, you want me to marry a wife of harlotry? Have kids with her? I mean, what's my pastor friends going to say? What? They're going to think I've lost my mind. Hosea chapter 1, verse 3. So he took and went and took Gomer, the daughter of Diblanin, and she conceived and bore him a son. So they married, and Hosea was like, okay, I think we can make this work. And I'm sure Gomer tried to fit in as a prophet's wife, as a preacher's wife. Maybe she made that famous dish at the church potluck. Maybe she helped play piano during the temple service and probably ran the children's ministry in the temple. Probably even got a few sneers from all the others who attended services because of her background. And I'm sure she tried. I'm sure she tried and played the role. But as Proverbs 26 says, as a dog returns to its vomit, so fools repeat their folly. She returned to her lifestyle. She left Hosea. She left her kids. She left her family. Hosea chapter 2 verse 5 says, for their mother has played the harlot. She who conceived them has acted shamefully, for she said, I will go after my lovers, who give me my bread and my water, my wool and my flax, my oil and my drink. The Bible says she took other lovers. She broke her marriage promise and she left her husband. She went back to her old lifestyle. She went back to her other lovers. And anybody listening today knows the pain. Knows the hurt, knows the shame, knows the disappointment, knows the pain, knows the confusion, knows the anger, the sadness. I mean, the same girl that was in his arms is now in the arms of another man. The same hand that was holding his is now in the hand of another man. Maybe he thought he was played for a fool. I mean, can you imagine the conversation that Hosea had with God? God, I mean, what was this all about? You knew she was going to leave me, didn't you? And you told me to go marry her.
You knew she was going to break my heart. You knew that she was going to walk away from her husband. You knew she was going to walk away from her children. You knew that she was going to walk away from her family. You knew. Why? Hosea chapter 1 verse 2 tells us why. It says, when the Lord first spoke through Hosea, the Lord said to Hosea, go, take yourself a wife of harlotry and have children of harlotry. Watch this. For the land commits flagrant harlotry, forsaking the Lord. The New Living Translation says, this will illustrate how Israel has acted like a harlot by turning against the Lord and worshiping other gods. See, one thing you can see in history and even in America today is that God always sends people to warn the nation of their sins. And he sent Hosea. But unlike the rest of the prophets, God did more than just give Hosea a message. He made Hosea a living illustration. See, that same hurt, that same pain, that same sadness Hosea felt when his wife Gomer walked out on him is the same hurt, the same pain, and the same sadness that God feels when his own creation walks out on him. See, when you and I pursue the sinful things of this world, when we allow sin to run in our life, we turn our back on God. We take off our spiritual wedding ring and leave it on his royal counter and leave his kingdom to play in the mud. And we've all played in the mud. Romans 3:23 says, for all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. 1 John 1:8 says, if we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves. So there's Gomer. After she left her family, left her husband, and after a while she was worn out, she was probably diseased, she was poor, and when no other man wanted her, she ended up in the marketplace as a slave. She was put on the auctioning block to be sold. See, she was the finished product of Satan's art. You know, sin feels good for a while. Sin tastes great for a while. Sin may make us feel secure for a while. And there's Gomer. She was filthy, despised, a woman broken in body and soul. She was without anybody to love her. She was on the auction block to be sold at the low price of a slave. And then there's Hosea, who was probably brokenhearted, hurt, maybe even mad. I don't know. And in Hosea chapter 3, verse 1, it says, and the Lord said to me, go again, love a woman who is loved by another man and is an adulteress, even as the Lord loves the children of Israel, though they turn to other gods. The NIV translation says, go show your love to your wife again. Now, I don't know how Hosea necessarily first reacted to something like that, but I know how I would. Wait a second. God, you want me to go show my love again? She's the one that left me. She needs to come to me and apologize to me. In fact, Leviticus 20 verse 10 says, if a man commits adultery with another man's wife, with the wife of his neighbor, both the adulterer and the adulteress are to be put to death. She had a death sentence on her. She was on public display to be bought from the highest bidder. So Hosea went to the marketplace to find her. And he was bidding on his wife. Maybe somebody said 3 pieces of silver and Hosea raised it to 5 and somebody else upped it to 8 and Hosea bid 10 and somebody else said 11 and he went 12. Then Hosea offered 15 pieces of silver and a bushel of barley. Hosea chapter 3 verse 2. The auctioneer's gavel fell and Hosea bought his wife back. He could have left her. She did this to herself. She had a death sentence on her, but he bought her back. And this whole account of Hosea and Gomer is a type of what was to come. It was a foreshadow of the ultimate price that would be paid. See, you and I, due to our sin, the sin of our in our lives, we're on the auctioning block at the slave market. Before coming to Christ, we were slaves to sin. We put ourselves there. We left God. We, in the midst of our free will, left him. So why did Jesus have to die? See, as God told Hosea to go get his wife, God told Jesus to go. Somebody had to bring us back to God, and no amount of money, shekel, silver, gold, or barley can pay the price. See, sin is a big deal to God. Our debt was so deep that death needed to be the payment for the forgiveness of our sins. For the Bible says, for the wages of sin is death. Like Gomer had a death sentence on her, you and I had a death sentence on us before coming to Jesus Christ. Before coming to Christ, you and I were on the auctioning block as a slave to sin. And you and I have been bought. Have been bought through the finished work of the cross of Jesus Christ. It is by grace you have been saved through faith and not of yourselves. And maybe you're listening today and you've never received God's forgiveness. We can't earn it. We're saved by God's grace when we put our faith in His Son, Jesus Christ. All you and I need to do is believe that we're a sinner, that Christ died for our sins, and ask for His forgiveness, then turn from your sins. That's called repentance. Jesus knows you, and He loves you. And if you've never gotten to a place to ask Him to forgive you of your sins, you can just pray in your heart something in your own words like this: Dear God, I know I am a sinner. I ask for your forgiveness. I believe that Jesus Christ is your Son. I believe that He died for my sin and you raised Him to life. I want to trust Him as my Savior and follow Him as my Lord from this day forward. You can pray that in your own words today. The Bible says, believe on the Lord Jesus and you will be saved.
Right, friend, we need Jesus. Amen. Yeah, to find out more about having a relationship about Jesus, or you have questions about it, just call 1-888 need him. Well, friend, I am out for the weekend. Enjoy the rest of your Friday. You can always catch up with me, Joey, at greatnewsradio.org. Be sure to tune in to Sunday Worship this Sunday morning. Until next time, friend, just remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Enjoy the rest of your Friday.